I'm here today. What I can ask the clerk to do is get right into the report, or rather into the public speaking session.
Good evening. All persons who wish to speak or receive notice of the hearing body's decision recommendation must fill out a public recommendation form and submit it to me as soon as possible. Copies of this are available at the center table. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and Development Procedures Bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those registered in opposition will be heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return if he or she so desires to speak in rebuttal. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak, however, you're not obligated to do so. This is the public hearing process brochure, copies of which are available at the front table. This brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after a public hearing. As information, all public hearings are recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department at the number listed in the brochure. Item number one is a subdivision and rezoning at 1555 Rock Lawn Road under file DASZ 34 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 2 is a variance at 1555 Rockwell Road under file DAB 166264 of 2011. Council,
sure. Okay, we've heard a lot of pieces on this. I think there's some unanswered questions here, so do you have a presentation with, or you
yes.
Just, okay. Go ahead and I'll call.
Yes, there's a letter on file that allows me to represent the team. John Pearson is away, so I'm acting on their behalf.
You're here with Robert. Robert, and a few of the rest of the gang.
I think my understanding was at the last meeting there was an issue around just understanding landscape development better to get a higher level of comfort with the project. So what we've done is we've gone back and we've used most current 3D renderings of the building, the potential signage, the development of the landscaping, and the layout of the cars so that you can understand the high-level intentions on behalf of the development. The two main parcels we're talking about is Parcel 1, Parcel 2. I want to just go right past Parcel 1 because the intent is to have that landscape to at least the quality of the main office they have adjacent, but there's no intended use yet. So for us to just say it would be at least bylaw compliant, we felt it would be extraneous to go and fake a design for a project we don't even know what it's going to look like, where the doors are going to be, etc.
Yep.
So with that in mind, I'd like to shift your attention to Parcel 2, which is the proposed Mercedes dealership. I'm just going to zoom in so we give more detail. And your package, should each one of these be identified, so if you can't see on here what I'm pointing to, you'll see more up front. Now, on the frontage, we've got a variance to forbid the 25-foot setback, which used to be the buildings only, now applies to the parking lot. We've now got the first row of display within the lot line right at the boundary. The boundary proposes a landscape amount of trees and shrubs that's related to the linear footage, and we complied with that, but we've clustered them in zones that frame these Mercedes vehicles, obviously high-end vehicles, in just segments with planting, coniferous planting on these generous 20-foot-plus islands, 20 by 20, where there would be spruce trees displayed at regular intervals, roughly 100 feet, and then every 50 feet would be a light that's been provided that has a no light pollution component to it, the ability to adjust the lens to throw most of the lighting on the parking lot. The only lighting that would spill off the parking lot would pick up a pathway that's also one of the objectives of the city is to have the multi-user trail along the right-of-way, and that would be included. And the proponent would also like to have the green strip 10 feet between where the pathway meets the property line to be sodded and have, again, at every 100 feet, these planting beds. It would be made up of evergreen junipers and some colorful planting in the foreground, the details of which will be submitted to planning, so that we could have a kind of a garden display in front of the layout. In the central area where the cars are parked, and there will be somewhat display, for proposing trees and shrubs also compliant with the bylaw, with an emphasis on a row of trees along the back of the property so that when viewed from the street, the M3 area with trucks, etc., is blocked. So you're presenting, is that, I'm not sure if you're able to do anything with that, but I don't think there's a party in the next room.
Yeah, well, it's Lord Selkirk, so they're crazy.
So I think we think it's an important backdrop. And then the entrance would be off Rothwell, and that would be a tree-lined alley. That's where the shared access agreement would be. Foundation planting, as per the details to unfold as the actual doorways and windows get finalized, but foundation planting, as per the bylaw, and meets or exceeds in all cases. Moving from the plan view, if you will, I can come back to any of these. You will have in your some 3D renderings that show the view looking north, and you can see these planting bays. There's also typically a minimum 18-inch high fence, and we've had, we think they're not seen well, they catch garbage, etc. We're proposing a rock fill, which is a little more expensive but higher end treatment, a rock fill uniform, minimum 18 to 24 inch high rock edge along here, and then where certain vehicle display areas occur, they just stand up out the more dramatic displays, and that the rock would be elevated to present the vehicles. And this gives an indication of what it might be like. There's some illustrations in your package that zooms in and shows you what they might be. This shows the tree line along the back to give it a green backdrop. It shows these bays. And the next illustration I have will show how, now this is an impressionistic drawing, but it's important as up to us as well as you that we the energy component well lit. This is a stage type of lighting, similar to a fixture that we used in Central Park where there's a residential area where at 10 o'clock there's a two-stage lighting. It stays illuminated to present the dealership and the business during business hours. And then after 10 o'clock, as per the planning report and your own preferences, that it steps down enough that people can't be vandalizing or shopping at night, but it allows enough for this pathway to be subtly lit for safety and for the safety of the dealership so they can manage that.
Like, you know what, I think the plan is beautiful, and I've kind of chatted with Mike about it. Can we maybe get to any of the issues that you may have in the report as they're worded?
I think the only the issues are basically just about signage. The developers asked that the intention for signage be brought forward simply so that you can see the complete proposal coming forward. One of the main elements is the Mercedes sign. Under the existing bylaw of 20-foot, and the local planner, if I'm incorrect in the details, let me know, but I believe the 20-foot height is a restriction. I know the IKEA is more than 100-foot. Mercedes has some that are that high as well, but we're proposing the more modest 70-foot Mercedes sign. You can see it's very simple, sculptural, and maybe a little bit of backlighting just the Mercedes symbols there. It's very elegant, it's not, but it's higher than the 20 feet. And that's one of the elements that in the original report, signage hadn't been dealt with other than electronic signage. The second component is a 20-foot high, so compliant in size, but they want some reader board ability. Not, you know, the details haven't been worked out on the sign, but it wouldn't be as large as some of the other ones along Keniston, and there are many along there.
Like, which would be larger, Peter Nygaard's head on the other sign or this sign right here?
Is anything larger? I'm not sure the exact measure.
Sure. Okay, that's fine. I just asked the
question. Okay, good question, though. And I think, so those are the main issues. And I mean, you've got your own path that you can deal with. We show clearly what the intent is. We do believe it will be one of the most handsome dealerships in the city, well, perhaps in this part of the world.
The envy of all the other wards, I'd say.
Yeah. And if you want, you'll have all the other councillors deal us, of course, on that. But, and these setbacks, I don't think we have to go through the details, but it shows the 3.5-meter path. It shows a 10-foot yard where they will be manicured. It will be kept at a higher level than what normally a ditch would be. And it also shows that it's a four, right now it's up to 66 feet wide, the distance from the pavement to the property line. So it's a very generous distance to where those vehicles would be on the screen. So we're pretty comfortable with that. It's probably, if you're a business moving in with those needs, I think this is a good balance between the landscape needs for the city and then what the dealership has to work with. Do you have any questions on the signage or any of the...
I just wanted one question. You know, sometimes some dealerships elevate some of the land. You've shown us all the elevations
yeah.
that you're proposing. Okay, just double-checking. I'm just double-checking maybe with the planner now on the wording then. So in the subdivision in the report one, we've got that there should be no mobile signs, rotating signs, banner signs, electronic message boards. I mean, what if they're, you know, this is retail and there may be... you know, a special one weekend or something to try to draw customers in. Is there any way that can be relaxed a little bit? Like, it's not a permanent structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our intent is that we do want to, you know, eliminate or minimize excess signage along
right.
Castle on the dealership. It's possible, you know, we can still ban the mobile signs, rotating signs, but as they are suggesting that the use of an electronic sign, that does provide an opportunity to consolidate all that signage to advertise specials or what have you. So it is possible to allow for that.
So how could we better word that, maybe?
Possible you could just remove the electronic message board signs. Keep everything else.
Did they have to go through a board adjustment for that, or no?
Sorry?
For the mobile or for the electronic sign, is that board adjustment stuff, or are they able to do it under the
bylaw? As of right, they'd be able to do it under the bylaw currently.
I think one, just for clarification, that we would like to keep in the wording so that we consider rotating signs, electronic message board signs, and animated signs. That wording is important.
So you want that wording changed, is what you're saying?
Could we say
that there be no permanent mobile signs, like that any of those could be options on a temporary basis?
Well, I think that the potential for electronic message board signs would be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Animated signs, depending on exactly what you mean, I think the intent is to have those still part of the tools that the dealership would have to work with, and the rotating signs. It may all be the one thing, but right now, without the final details, it's difficult to rule that out now forever, because I don't think we come back and revisit that.
So that's 92.4.
And signage, to be fair, is recommended to be part of plan approval as well.
Yeah.
So they have to come back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So any other questions, Councillor Hanson?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, guys, I think we're ready to make a motion on this. Stand down.
If you're sure you want to do boulders, because I know where you could get some. If
yeah.
Where?
How come you guys are moving out of St. James?
They're not moving out of St. James.
Yes, they are. This is a move.
Yeah,
this is not
from
cartoon.
Morey Street.
Well, I thought they were keeping both.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, okay. Oh, well. You're okay with that?
Borders get their building back.
Is that Borders? Is that Borders? Okay.
Can you comment on that? How we, Mike? How
on the difference of size?
Yeah, how we can make that wording.
Sure.
Like that?
I can clarify the definitions of all those.
If you could,
of
yeah.
all the signs. Let me just pull it up here. So a rotating sign, for example, that's a
yeah.
physical thing that would rotate. So restricting that would obviously restrict that. Electronic message sign is the digital message board. Currently, as of right, they would be allowed full video, flashing animations. It's possible if you wish to curtail that a little bit, you can put restrictions on the type of image display. You can require that all images be static. Have minimum display durations as opposed to having.
Just have any of these come back here, or would they automatically?
That comes to the plan approval, doesn't it?
Yeah,
signage
is.
Just leaving this wording as is, it would come back here.
Yeah, leaving the wording in clause one of the proposed
mm-hmm.
zoning agreement. That's the.
I'm talking
the
about number two, number four, where it says.
If on number four, say currently it's restricting in that. Electronic message board signs. If
right.
they subsequently wanted an EMC
so
sign,
they have to come back.
They would have to come back and amend the zoning agreement.
Okay. So let's go.
Okay. Okay. Ready to move the motion? Mm-hmm. Councilor,
just clarify that. Is that the motion you're
Okay. Yeah. So I move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
Okay, all those in favor, opposed, carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Forward to the APC. via Standing Policy Committee on Property, and I move that the reasons I've given are that it's a great plan and I'm really excited about it. So I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Okay, all those in favor, please. Aye. Carried.
We got to go through it.
On the variance, I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
The criteria of A to D of subsection 2.